It might seem surprising that Samuel Barber, the mild-mannered composer from Westchester, Pennsylvania, who wrote the famous Adagio for Strings, could have written a work with the savagery necessary for the ballet Medea. Barber was fascinated by human emotions on every level, and he was a craftsman with a kind of varied palette that could transform music into a story, experience, or person. From James Agee's preamble to A Death in the Family, Knoxville, summer of 1915, about an evening in the life of a little boy, to the jealousy and wrath of a woman betrayed by her husband. In 1946, Samuel Barber wrote the ballet Medea for Martha Graham. Medea is based on the Greek myth retold by Euripides, granddaughter of the sun god. Medea falls head over heels in love with Jason. Medea and Jason tie the knot, settle down, and have a couple of children. Everything is hunky-dory for about a decade until Medea finds out that Jason has been leading a double life with a princess with whom he plans to marry. Medea is uncontrollably jealous, angry, and hurt, and in her rage commits unspeakable acts to exact revenge on her unfaithful husband. In 1955, Samuel Barber distilled the ballet Medea into a tone poem and rescored it for large orchestra. The music traces Medea's emotions from her tender feelings towards her children her growing suspicion at the infidelity of her husband the anguish at his betrayal and the mounting tension and finally, her frenzied dance of vengeance. Samuel Barber maintained that the ballet was not so much about the events or even the characters in Medea, but rather an exploration of relationships, emotions, and the universal psychology of the story that is as relevant today as it was in ancient Greece.